Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
The way I approach, you know, I'm going to look at a totality in this group. You know, this group hasn't worked, so we're going to, you know, there's a lot of great things in certain individual players and a lot of young guys that took a step forward. And it's positive, but in totality, as a group, it didn't work. So I'm going to have to find these answers in offseason.
Past tense is important right there from Arturis Karnišovas. Past tense didn't work, hasn't worked. In studio with us is Nick Friedel, our Odyssey NBA insider, brought to you by the Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Equipped for adventure with capable features like available H-Track all-wheel drive and standard third-row seating. Well, I think it's a step in the right direction for the person running the Chicago Bulls basketball operations to say, all right, this didn't work, but now, considering where you are and what's been committed, how do you unwind this and begin again? Or can't
you? You don't. No. I mean, they're so bad or so screwed salary cap wise that the idea that they're going to make a couple moves and, okay, we're on a better path. It's laughable, frankly, because when you make the decisions that they made, specifically with that LaVine extension, woof. It was just awful. The Vucevic deal wasn't good. The trades that they've made, we could go on and on. The short version is, if you're the Bulls this summer, it doesn't matter what you have to do to get off that LaVine deal. Be done with it. Get him out.
That's happening.
It's got to.
But if matching up the numbers, you're going to inherit another troubled asset or another aging star or a bad fit. I don't want Trae Young.
No.
You know, but is this, but if we're talking about what the Suns and the Clippers might do, does that bring Paul George into play? Like, what are we talking about?
I mean, in play, in a conversation, yes. But Dan, this really is the problem. And you either laugh or you cry if you're a Bulls fan. I've always chosen to laugh because it is ridiculous that the moves that they've made through all these years have led them to this path. But they are years away. It kills me still talking to some of my friends in the organization. They go, no, it'll be okay. We just got to turn things around. No, this is what happens when you make bad decision after bad decision after bad decision. You can't make one good decision and have everybody go, oh, well, everything's better now. They are in a world of trouble as far as contending and being at the top or near it at the East again. It's just not going to happen. So, in the very short term this summer, you move LaVine. You hope that some of these younger players, Coby White had a nice play-in game, but the Hawks are atrocious. So I always laugh when people would be like, oh, Coby White, you know. Atlanta's awful. Their defense is terrible. But you hope that he continues to improve and you develop within, and maybe you can crack into the end of the playoffs. It's just, this is a reminder of when you have ownership running things the way that they do, and they're hiring the wrong people a lot of times, year after year after year, it catches up with you, and the Bulls are in it right now.
So do you re-sign DeMar?
I would not.
I wouldn't either?
No. I would rather lose with players that you're going to develop more rather than win a little bit with a player who's not going to take you anywhere.
What would convince you that the Bulls are not just trying to fill the United Center? Because I know that the people there that are on the basketball ops side, I know that they want to win. Like, they're not saying, well, we just got to keep this place full. But it does seem like everyone's happy. 22,000 people show up on the West Side, and they have a good time. It's a good product of going to a game. But there needs to be something more. So what would be the types of things that you would see that would go, okay, at least you're making steps towards trying to make this a winning franchise and not just a successful franchise?
I have a very clear-cut answer for you, my friend. You fire Karnisovas and Eversley, and you throw all the money at Bob Myers. And you say, come in here and help us fix this mess. And Bob Myers, I got to know him a little bit out when I covered the Warriors. He's not a miracle worker. The guy's not going to come in and wave the wand and go, okay, things are fixed. But if you're asking for a sign that things are different and the Bulls want to be something more than, hey, we put on a good show, 41 home dates a year, we make a ton of money, and we sell out, and we lead the league in attendance every year. That's the answer. Because I actually like Billy Donovan. I think he's a solid coach. But again, bad decisions. They let Jim Boylan be the coach for a few years. Before that, Fred Hoiberg
he violated the Boylan rule.
Oh, we don't discuss those. We don't have a punch clock to
if you build it, they will come.
They taunt me with this. Like,
it's unbelievable.
All I wanted in my world as a sports fan was to be done with Jim Boylan forever.
In all my years being around that team, and in listening to all of the BS that Gar would spew and all the stuff that would happen behind the scenes, there is not a single person that was universally just laughed at or discussed about the insane things that he was saying day to day more than Boylan.
That's what people don't get. He's not just stupid. He's also a bag. That's the thing. Like, it's one thing to be like a lovable dumb guy. Nobody likes him because he's a complete asshat.
And the craziest part is the people, and this is why the Bulls fans should feel the way they largely do about the organization. People knew. I mean, they knew. And they still didn't do anything in the moment to make the change. But all goes back to, you want to see a difference and you want the feeling as a fan that things are changing. You throw the money that you need to throw, and I have to laugh even thinking about this, because when's the last time we're like, hey, the Bulls spent a lot of money, and they got to where they needed to go because they wrote the check that needed to be written. If you're a fan, though, and they got Bob Myers in here with the pedigree that he has, knowing how to turn things around in a major way, that's the move I would make.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.